the baseline.
Tell him what you want.
Oh, Jesus on the baseline.
Tell him what you want.
And Jesus on the baseline.
Tell him what you want.
Yeah, I called him up and tell him what you want.
You are listening to the Dixieland version of Over My Head on CKCU 93.1 out of Ottawa, CKCUFM.com around the world, and 520-2528 is our studio line. omh93@yahoo.com is our email address, and www.myspace.com/over93 is our website. And I have sitting beside me Bishop Malcolm Harding. Malcolm, is your microphone working? Give us a try. Say hi to the listeners.
Hello out there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I think they can hear you.
Wonderful.
So this is great because Bishop Malcolm is here in Ottawa for several items that we've engaged him for this weekend. Last night in Glencairn Community Center, he spoke to an audience of nearly 90 people, I would estimate, who came out to hear him talk about the person of the Holy Spirit, because that's one of Bishop Malcolm's specialties, the Holy Spirit. Indeed, in your crisscrossing of the country of Canada over the last, I don't know, I guess it must be about 6 years as ambassador for ARM, Anglican Renewal Ministries. Until recently, that was the position that you held. You're still part of ARM, but other things have taken over and meant that your ambassadorship time is coming to a close. You have been, to my knowledge, one of the most passionate of senior clergy working to bring people to the Lord. I don't mean just nominally. Bishop Malcolm, what drove you to do that? What drove you to that trail, that sawdust trail of visits that you made to many, many churches over the last few years?
Well, first of all, I want to say it's great to be here with you, and I must say I enjoyed that rendition of Jesus on the Main Line, one of my favorite songs. Initially, it was introduced to me by the Cree people of northern Manitoba, and we sang that a great deal. I've always, in more recent years, I should say, after I gave my life to Jesus, hook, line, and sinker, and began to experience the winds of the Holy Spirit in my life, I felt a strong urging to travel and to go out and just to tell other people simply about Jesus. Have they met him? Have they given their lives to him? Not just being a churchgoer, but a disciple. And that deeper walk, come, deny yourself. Jesus says, take up a cross and follow me. And the Holy Spirit, I can only say, has just been prompting me to do that more and more across this land.
How many parishes do you think you visited and brought that message to?
Well, over the last 5 or 6 years, as ambassador, I estimated close to at least 150 churches from coast to coast.
That must have kept you in the air miles and doing pretty well on the traveling side.
Yes, it was. It's been a marvelous experience. I don't stay in hotels if I can help it. I stay with people, and I've been privileged to meet so many people from up in the Arctic to the East Coast, West Coast, urban centers, rural areas. Just bunked down and had a wonderful time meeting people and sharing the good news of Jesus.
What is Anglican Renewal Ministries?
Anglican Renewal Ministries is primarily a ministry devoted really to it's under the umbrella of the Anglican Church of Canada. Years and years ago, it certainly was recognized and part of the Anglican Church of Canada. And we have a board of members from across Canada who certainly will be meeting this week in this area. And our goal is to really bring renewal into the Anglican Church. And certainly it has to have a focus on basic, have you met Jesus? Have you given your life to Jesus? Helping people surrender their lives, talking about the Holy Spirit, His power, His release, the gifts of the Holy Spirit as a present reality. We're not dispensationalists. We believe the gifts are here for today and to teach people that. We have leadership training weeks for clergy as well as lay people, parish renewal, weekend events, all kinds of events we try to offer to renew God's church from within.
But now there's been some changes in your life. You've joined the Anglican Network in Canada as one of its two bishops, the other one being Don Harvey. And I guess your life and your bishopry duties have changed somewhat. What takes up most of your time today?
Well, you're right, Tony. I made a major move last November, and I actually relinquished my Episcopal ministry in the Anglican Church of Canada. Still very much a part of the worldwide Anglican Communion, and now I'm serving under Bishop Greg Venables of the Southern Cone in the Anglican Network in Canada, a full part of the worldwide Anglican Communion. Part of my ministry will be traveling, certainly in Western Canada, visiting Anic parishes, ordinations, confirmations, that kind of thing. But presently, I am the interim pastor of an Anic church in the city of Brandon, and also overseeing an Anic church in the city of Dauphin, which is about 2 hours north. And so that's taking up a lot of my time until our new priest comes, God willing, by September.
So from being a bishop, or as a bishop, you are now acting in a way just as a parish priest for a temporary period.
Correct.
That's humbling.
Well, I've always seen ministry as a servant minister, in a servant role, whether you're bishop or high up. Well, I don't know what, if you want to talk about hierarchy or not. I've always seen the call is to serve. And so in my role, it's just another servant ministry. And it's a wonderful way again, at grassroots, being with people, sharing the good news, Bible studies, ministry, healing ministry. It's just very exciting as we are building a new church, starting at square one. We simply have nothing. We now meet in a Seventh-day Adventist church. But we simply began, about 40 people, I would say, now. And we just started. It's almost like New Testament Christianity, exciting, refreshing, challenging, and the Spirit of God has been moving us in some very exciting new ways.
And what you're describing is happening in different parts of the country right now. I know here in Ottawa we have several churches that are lined up with the Anglican Network in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Faith Anglican in Bearbrook, a fully fledged member of the network, and we have three fellowships in the West End, one of them in Kanata Lakes Fellowship, where you're going to be preaching this morning at 10 o'clock.
Mm.
So I'll be rushing you there immediately after we leave the studio this morning. I'm looking forward very much to receiving communion from you and hearing what you have to say at that service. But I know that my friends who have set up two other fellowships in the Lanark and in Carlton Place area are having an exciting time, as I am indeed, as these fledgling churches get started under the Anic banner. Across Canada now, do you know the latest total of churches that are now part of Anic?
It's 17, I believe. It's
17.
17, yes. And one, of course, being a very large church on the in Vancouver, St. John Shaughnessy, reportedly the largest Anglican church in Canada, has now come into Anic. So it's 17, but if you add all the numbers of people, it's quite a large crowd, actually. And it seems to be growing all the time, and more ordinations of clergy, a gradual expansion as the winds of the Spirit are blowing.
Now, talking about the winds of the Spirit, I know that you're aware of the Lakeland Revival that is going on. I think it's in its 58th day, and it's breaking out into other parts of the country. Last week, Laurie Ann and I went to a very special event in Rockland, it was Sean was there leading us. He's from, he had been in Lakeland. I was very moved by the evening, and so things are happening in revival at the moment, and I'm going to play you in a second a song that they sang at that service. I was able to get this with a little bit of research, and it's called I Will Set My Face. We're not going to play that first. We're first going to play the Cougaric Gospel Band from an album that I cannot pronounce because it's definitely an Inuit name, and with a song called Today. And then after Jeffrey Birtle I Will Set My Face, we'll have a number from the Blind Boys of Alabama. And after that, I'll be talking again to Bishop Malcolm Harding. And I'm back with Bishop Malcolm Harding from the Anglican Network in Canada, and he's sitting beside me here in the studio. And if you've just tuned in, you missed some great music, so I hope you didn't just tune in. I'd like to say hi to listeners all over the world. I know we have listeners in England, and I believe that we have listeners in China. So if you're in China, and if you know Angel from Ottawa, then I'd like to say special hello to you. So back to Bishop Malcolm. And I have another question that I've been burning to ask him, and this is it. You moved from the Anglican Church of Canada, and you moved to the Anglican Network in Canada. Now, for some of our listeners, they may not fully appreciate the significance of that step. It cannot have been easy. I know it wasn't easy. You must have felt compelled to do it, knowing that it would lose you a lot of friends. Why did you do it?
Well, you're right, Tony. It was a struggle initially. For many years, I subscribed to a kind of a philosophy of unity at all costs. You don't break ranks, you hang in. But ultimately, I began to see the so-called postmodernism creeping into the Anglican Church of Canada, universalism, whereby there are many roads lead to God, and I don't believe that. I believe Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way to the Father. You come to God through Jesus. The whole area of sexuality, same-sex blessings. Even the past 6 months, four major dioceses in the Anglican Church of Canada passed resolutions supporting same-sex blessings. Even though the bishop has not sanctioned them yet, one can't help but think that's not too far away. And that does not sit well at all with my understanding of the scriptures. God's plan is for man and woman. So I began to see a gradually dilution of solid gospel teaching, and ultimately my wife and I both felt that was it for us. And we don't feel we've left the Anglican communion at all. We haven't. We would say perhaps the Anglican Church has left the Anglican communion. We're very much a part of the worldwide Anglican communion, and so we're just continuing with, God willing, a step of reform and revival and renewal in North America amongst Anglicans.
Now, you're the same Bishop Malcolm as you have been as a bishop for many years. You haven't changed. You haven't changed your what drives you, your love of God. And yet, I suspect that some of the people who used to be your close friends are not necessarily, don't seem to be showing that sort of friendship any longer. Is this true?
Yes, that's true, Tony. There's been some coolness, I would say, on the part of some people. On the other hand, there has been a lot of grassroots support. And by virtue of what I've done, a number of people have said, what is really going on? Why did you do what you've done? Which opened the door for me to share really what is going on, because some people are really kind of in the dark, I'm afraid. But you're right. I guess that's the cost of discipleship. Some people do pull away, but others have been most kind and most supportive, and I've had a number of positive letters as well as some critical comments along the way. We knew we had to make the step, and I made the step. And once having made that leap of faith, I must say that there's a fresh and new beginning, and I'm excited, and there's no turning back for me at all.
I guess your new boss is Archbishop Greg Venables of the province of the Southern Cone. How well do you know Archbishop Greg?
Well, I have the privilege of meeting him in Vancouver. We had an ANIC conference very recently, and we had a wonderful time together. I had met him in Toronto at an Essentials gathering, too, very briefly. But really, a wonderful man, a wonderful servant of our Lord. So approachable, so warm, loving, kind man, and deeply rooted, obviously, you know, in the gospel truths. And a very fine man. I just enjoy meeting him and chatting with him. He's so approachable and so down to earth, a lovely man.
Yes, I met him briefly when he came to Ottawa for the Way Forward Conference in 2004 at Bethel Pentecostal Church here. I know people listening may also have heard him speak at that conference. And I'm so glad to have such a man of God there in, if you like, the Episcopal oversight of ANIC now. Of course, Archbishop Gregg comes from London, England, so I guess I feel drawn to him for that reason as well. But he's been operating in South America now for many, many years. And I think we're going to see more of him. I think he'll be coming back to see his flock in Canada from time to time. And certainly things are going to be exciting in the future. Is there anything else that you, just as we come towards the end of our chat this morning, but not the end of the show, is there anything else that you feel that you'd like to say to our listeners or to the flock in Ottawa here who I think may be listening to us today, members of Network and Federation Churches here in Ottawa?
Well, first of all, Tony, it's a great joy to be with you on this show and have an opportunity just to share. You earlier mentioned about the revival in Lakeland, and my prayer, my dream is for revival in North America. I think we're long overdue for a major revival, especially in this country. Revivals intrigue me. I've read a lot about them, and I know it means a lot of prayer and waiting upon the Lord. The revival in the Hebrides and in various parts of Africa, even in the northern Canada amongst the Inuit people in Pond Inlet, such exciting times. And I think we're well overdue for a revival in Canada. And I'd love to be a part of that, Tony. I just love to be a part of that.
Well, we certainly see signs of revival right here in our jail in Ottawa. There has been 41 water baptisms in the last year. I call that revival. So may it come to all of us. Bishop Malcolm, would you say just a small prayer, just as we say goodbye to you?
Father, we just gather this day as brothers and sisters. We pray, Father, for the winds of your Holy Spirit to blow in a mighty way across this land, refreshing, renewing, equipping, and empowering your people to gossip the gospel far and wide. And Father, may those winds of revival be felt. And help us, Father, to share the good news of Jesus as Lord and Savior far and wide. In his name we pray.
Amen.